Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Johnny Wellage. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Suter reaches second base with a double. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards the mound. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wellage. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estalella. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Estalella moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Suter reaches second base with a double. Estalella scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert scores. Suter moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Black moves to third. Joe Hebbing now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Black scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes White trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Mayo moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing fires to first and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Boudreau who tags Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Heving covering, for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Black hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Wellage reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Otto Denning now playing first base. Orris Hockett now playing center field. Roy Cullenbine now playing right field. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Estilella bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Denning. Mayo scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. he's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Suter reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wellage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Wellage reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wellage moves to third. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning has Wellage trapped. There's the throw to Rosar and over to Keltner, who tags Wellage for the out. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Estalella is hit by the pitch. White moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Mayo scores. Estalella goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3-for-4 in the game, with three doubles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Athletics. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. Keltner moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner scores. Boudreau moves to third. One out. It's 10-3, Athletics. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Joe Heving. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.